Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, I don't know about you, but December was very expensive.
Yeah.
In January's rolling around, and I am looking for bargains. And they're out there, thank goodness.
They are.
Tell us what I can look for Reds.
Well, I'm with you. The holidays are behind us, the bills are coming in, and the mood switches more to prudent moderation, both in consumption and spending patterns.
That's right.
We always like to do a series on dollar stretcher wines. The point here is to feature some wines that might not necessarily make you feel like spouting poetry, but wines of good quality that hit way above their price point.
Yes.
And which is, January can be a real wow. I'm going to cover some reds this week, and Al will bring you some whites to explore next week.
Mm-hmm.
So all three of these wines settle in at a crazy $11.99 price a point. Anyway, first, from Italy, is the Colle Corviano. That's the producer's name, Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
Oh.
Yeah, the wine is, as expected, 100% Montepulciano grapes from Abruzzo, and that is located on the east coast of Italy, directly across from Rome. This is from 2023. The wine is deep ruby in color with intense red fruit aromas and flavors and just a touch of cocoa with almost a note of oregano in the nose. This should be killer with any tomato-based Italian comfort food, perfect for settling in on a cold night. Again, $11.99.
It's funny how Italian wines sometimes have an oregano aroma to it.
Hey, how'd that work out? How did that happen? From the Montsant region in Spain.
Oh, I love it.
This is part of the Catalonia area where Barcelona is located. Comes a wine called Sola Fred. There's got to be a story there somewhere.
There's
I couldn't figure out what it was.
Fred is not your average Spanish name.
No. The producer is a company called Celler El Masraig. I'm sure I didn't pronounce that correctly, which is a co-op in the area. And the vintage is 2023. This is 100% Carignan. And the wine is deeply colored, vibrant on the palate with a racy acidity. It sees no oak, so the fruit stands alone. Cherry, prune, blueberry, with a long finish that has some earthy tones. Again, tough to beat. It's $11.99. And finally, from the Corbière region in southwest France, this is part of the Languedoc-Roussillon general area, comes a wine called Col des Vents. The name means basically, Windy Mountain Pass, and the vineyard is located at the foothills of the Pyrenees, so it kind of makes sense there. The 2024 is a characteristic blend of 50% Carignan, 30% Grenache, 15% Syrah, and 5% Sansot. It features pretty much what you would expect from the southwest of France.
Mm-hmm.
Dark ruby, garnet color, forward flavors and aromas of bramble, cherry, raspberry, spice, black pepper, and then that subtle Grieg with mint and herbal notes. The serving suggests from the producer is roast lamb with a little bit of rosemary and garlic, and I frankly totally plan on doing that this winter.
Anyway,
at $11.99, this is a steal. You really can't go wrong with any of these.
No.
So I just think go for it. But if I have to pick one, it's the Col des Vents Corbière for my wine of the week.
Hugh, I hope we can help folks go out there and save a little money.
Works for me.
Okay. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.